Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Steve and Ted in the morning, and with us this morning, Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz. Ryan, talking about that bridge collapse in Baltimore, we are now in a search and recovery mode. Have they been able to recover any bodies or anything like that?
As of the Governor Westmore's interview with Griff Jenkins on Fox and Friends probably about an hour ago, Westmore, the governor, says that there have been no bodies recovered so far of the six who are reported missing. He also does not believe that there is any evidence that any cars fell off the bridge besides vehicles belonging to the workers. So as of right now, that is the current situation.
It's interesting to me, and what I've been seeing this morning in the reporting is that there was at least a short warning of, I don't know, 12, 13 seconds of dispatchers saying, hey, this thing's going to be hit, right?
Yes, correct. Yes, there was a distress call that went out. There was also a mayday call that went out from the ship, and that allowed the police officers on the bridge or around the bridge to block off traffic and get as many people off the bridge or get as many people to not get on the bridge as possible. And Governor Moore was also saying that one person who escaped the bridge collapse was said that the entire reason he got off is because a first responder warned him. Huh. So there's a number of different stories about how these officers acted very bravely and very efficiently in the short period of time that they had in order to save countless lives, according to the governor.
Obviously, from what you're saying and what we're hearing about the warning and the mayday, whoever was piloting the ship had lost control of it and could not avoid hitting that the pylon, yeah, or whatever you call that. Yeah.
We understand that it lost power. That's the story that we have as of right now, that it lost power. It was a mechanical failure, electrical failure, something. There's still going to be an investigation to prove what exactly happened. But, you know, the ship was running out of control, and it was just a matter of time it was going to crash into something. And unfortunately, it broke down at probably one of the worst places possible for it to break down. But we did get lucky that it was at the time of the night that it happened.
Yeah. Ken, do you have any idea how deep the water is right there, Ryan? Have you heard anything like that?
I don't think it's too significantly deep.
Yeah.
But, you know, search crews are facing a major uphill climb here, or down water climb here, because it is pitch black, as we've just been told. It is still frigid in there. So it is just going to be a very challenging time to be searching for missing people in the middle of these conditions.
And it's going to just disrupt not only, driving or motor traffic on that bridge, but going in and out of that port. That port's, well, it's closed, isn't it, for a long time?
It's going to be a mess. And you know, Governor Moore said it's going to be a significant amount of time that it's going to be down, and it's going to be a very long road to recovery to, number one, put the bridge back up, but also to get ship traffic moving smoothly out there again. You know, there is a belief that this shipping port impacts, you know, horse farmers in Kentucky, agriculture workers all the way out in Kansas, automobile workers out in Detroit and Ohio. So this is going to have a major impact on our economy, no matter how we look at it.
I've actually picked up a car there and driven it back to Kansas that came in from Europe. So you are correct. Thank you, Ryan. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz this morning from Baltimore, where that is just something that's going to take a long, long time. Let me talk about building a bridge, okay? Replacing a bridge. We've replaced one over on the Arkansas River in Meridian. It took more than a year.
And that was just a
bridge over the Arkansas.
A very small span.
Yeah. So it's going to take some time, really.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.